If what's the share of binyan to be chayav for on Shabbos is haboyne kol shu, and for the mishnah, no matter how little you build, you chayav even a kol shu, you chayav on Shabbos. The Gemara is going to ask the kasha, what is a kol shu roy for? Like every malacha has to have a chshivas, has to be roy for something. The Gemara here is not roy for anything. That's going to be the Gemara is going to ask the kasha. We'll soon see. The mishnah writer for ya mesates. You do a mesates, Rashi says that's marbayas evin. You have a stone that you chopped out of the mountain, and now you want to square off the stone. As you're making the stone roy to use to build with. Umesakno, and you're mesakin the stone, is hakol fi hamakom. Everything depends upon the place. Sheesh mekaymish regilum lahachlek, some places like to smooth out the stone. Sheesh mekaymish regilum lachroitz bo charitzim, charitzim beres ashkena, some people make scratches, indentions in the stone. Whatever you do to make the stone roy to use like bricks to build with, that's called like a meleches binyan. You're being mesakin these bricks. Vaitav yamaka bapatish. There's another melacha being maka bapatish. Uve matzad. Hey, lavdavka, you hit it with a patish, with a hammer. Who are then of a matzah? That's another type of a hammer. So Drashi, it's a chiddush here, Rashi, what's called hamaka bapatish? Drashi, gam hu b'yavas melochis. This is also one of the yavas melochis. For who belaz pick, a type of a hammer, shemafoytzes b'yasevin, that you bang the stone, min hasel, out of a big rock, you bang out a stone. L'yachre shechotze v'eso evin. Sovit. After you hollowed out, like you start to knock out an evin, a stone, out of the big mountain or a big rock, or mavdu minahar, you separate this stone a little bit from the mountain already, ktsas. Now, humaka v'patish makadberli, takes his hammer and gives one more final bang to knock the stone out of the mountain. Vihi misforekis, it separates, v'naifelis, and it falls out of the mountain, this stone. Vizel gemar malocha shachitz v'yevin. This is the end of the malocha of like, knocking stones out of the mountain. The Drashi b'chol ha'gomer b'Shabbos melacha. Whoever finishes a melacha on Shabbos, told us makom patashi. This is called the toldo of makom patashi. So the kids, the Rashi learns the makom patashi a chiddush. It's when you're knocking the stone out of the mountain, and the last knock you give to get the stone out of the mountain, that's called makom patashi. Tosfos doesn't like this pshat. Tosfos learns pirush kunchus shemafoytz the boys haselah. Tosfos v'yaniru l'ri. The Mishkan lo heavy binyan avonim, that they didn't build things with stones in the Mishkan. Lo shove tona gemam locha the kelim heavy Mishkan. Why didn't the time of the Mishnah say dedicate the makom patish? They should have said when you finish a kli, because in the Mishkan you had kelim. The nokam makom patish the heaven lo heavy be Mishkan. El nir lari dai makom patish haynu machish achrin shemakal a kli b'shas gemam locha. Then when you're finishing off a kli, the last bang you give on the kli, that's what you chayiv for. That's the use of boina. So some learn the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos here is that we'll see in the Homos Perek Yehi Boina Rashi Shita is that Midiraisa is ain binyan b'kelim. No matter what type of a kli you make, there's no use of binyan on kelim. Tosfos learns no. That the Gemara says ain binyan b'kelim is only if you put pieces together. But if you're making the kli from scratch, from beginning, there is an use of binyan. Therefore, Tosfos says the mark of a patish of the Mishkan was the building the kelim, and the last bang of the kelim, that's the mark of a patish. But Rashi learns when you make a kli, there's no issa binyan midiraisa. So no, there wouldn't be a makom patish there either. Therefore, the makom patish has to be something to do with karka, with binyan, like avon with stones, you build houses with it, that type of shayach and issa binyan midiraisa. That's what Rashi calls this the case of makom patish. Rashi matzad means afu kumakun is godla, the big type of a hammer, shall barzel, the binyan shall barzel. Weiter sagt die Mishnah HaKodach. HaKodach Drasha means Here's a Mishnah some of Yusuf for HaKodach Kolshu Chayv. And if you Kodach, Rashi says what's called Kodach? Noikiv Eitz or Yevon B'Koysel. You hollow out a small hole in the wall. Either it's a stone or else it's eitz. Is kolshu zatrashi akula koy. This is the shear for all the melechas binyan of the Mishnah. Amesosis, umakrapatish, umatzad gakoydach. Whether smoothing out the stones, whether knocking the stone out of the har, whether making a hole, it's all the yisr of binyan is the nis of a kolshu. Any little bit you make, you chayif a binyan. So the Mishnah is a klal. This is the klal by binyan. Kolo oise malocha. Someone that makes a malocha on Shabbos or malachta miskayem is b'Shabbos. That that's the taitch of binyan. That what you did is miskayim will stay. It's not something that's going to fall down right away. That's not called a binyan. A binyan means you made something that could stay and it'll last. Then you chayif. So Rashi. Kol hoisem lochom lachta miskayemis, sheyesh miskayemis kyoitze boy, yein moisef aleha. But you leave it the way it is. Not just, not like I said, not that it'll fall down otherwise. But it's considered you finished it. You leave the kli the way it is, you don't have to do anything more to it. That's a melechas binyan. Bishabis drashi yoisem lochom koi. Right, Reb Mishnah, Reb Shimon Gamliel Oymer, Af hamaker bekruna salasadin, bishas melocha chai. Again, Reb Shimon Gamliel Oymer, Af hamaker bekurnis ala sadin. Somebody that hits the hammer itself, ala sadin. Means sadin means the piece of wood that is working on. Bishas melocha is chayif, he's chayif for that. Bivnei shukim misakim melocha. The chur is like a makke of a patish. It's called you be misakim the melocha. But it's here you're fixing the hammer. Because when you're banging with the hammer, sometimes the top of the hammer comes a little bit crooked or gets a little bumpy. It's not smooth. So while you're using the hammer to work with, you take out and you bang the hammer once on a straight piece of metal to straighten out the hammer. So that's also called you being misakin malocha and you chayi for that. You're not banging to make a kli right now. El al asadin. You're only banging on the plain piece of metal, which is to straighten out the hammer itself. The Gemara forish my misakin. The Gemara will explain what you be misakin, what's the makla patish here, and the shalom with what's the makleikas of Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakama. Like, what does Shimon Gamliel meister more than the Tanakama? Tanakama also said you chayif the makla patish. Mashma, according to Tanakama, this is not called makla patish. Because Shimon Gamliel is the one that's saying, when you bang the hammer a la krunis on the flat surface, you also chayif. Maka krunis a la sadman on the flat surface, also you chayif. Is that the Gemara? Kol shehu l'may chazia. What's the use of a binyan kol shehu? Like, why is that called a melocha? You can't use it. It's not koshif. So Tzai speaks out like daf kohocha itzuch lefrushei. Only by binyan, the Gemara asks, what can you use for kol shehu? The heavy kabbasim mishkan mishum lechoshif binyan kol shehu. Because it's svara like, what can you use? What can you do with a small binyan of a kol shehu? So Tzai says, avamoytzi itran of pepolis. Kol shehu so svarhu de mechayif. But that we had before by melechas haitzor, certain things yechayif for kol shehu, that's a svar yechayif for kol shehu. We understand it's usable. But here the shaila is by binyan, what use do you have from a kol shehu? Now the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yimya, shekein oni chayfe guma latzniya bo prutotos. It's an oni, a small person wants to hide his small prutot that he has, so he digs a little hole to put the prutot in. So it makes a very small hole, that's a small binyan. So the Gemara, the kavosa gabi mishkan, the same thing the mishkan we had. Shekein toifre urias, people that sewed the urias, the curtains, chayfrin guma, they used to dig a small hole, latzniya bo machtahim. They would hide there their needles. So it's useful, a very small hole that you can hide a needle, it's called a binyan. So the Gemara, Abaye Roma, Kivan de Mishtaki Loyavi Hochi. What do you mean? People don't hide their needles in the ground. They'll get the room. They'll come rusty. Like Rashi said, the Mishtaki, Malin Chaluda Hamachtin. So nobody hides their needles in the ground. Elo zok dabai pshati shekhen oni oisa petpute kiro ketano, and oni makes a small kiro, small stove-like with legs, that the legs he puts into the ground, lishre selek kedera ketano, to put on top of it a small kedera. So he makes very small holes in the ground to put the legs of this kiro. The kavosa gavi mishkan, the same thing was done at the mishkan, mevashle samonim, they used to cook up the samonim, the dye, litzvoye urias, to dye the wool, for the urias. Shechasoira malachton, oisin pitpute kirukatan. Even though the chur they worked with a lot, they used to do a lot of wool at a time, and they had to make a lot of urias. But sometimes, even after they finished, they didn't have enough. So since they're a little bit short, for a little bit more they had to do, they'd only make a small kira. So this small oven like, they'd only have small legs for it, and they'll make a small hole in the ground to put the leg. So with a kol shehu, it's roy to be used. Yeah, Lishpoy Salea Yurikatan. Zmoravacha by Yaakov Oma, Nainatana Gupshat. Ain Anias, but Makam Ashiris. Avada, in the base of Migdish, there was no Anias, like they weren't stingy. So when they made the Malacha for the Mishka, when they first dyed the wool, they dyed plenty of extra wool. There's no shalva, there'll be some missing, and you'll have to make a small kira to dye the small amount of wool left over. Trashi pipute ragle kira, kiminkli barzel, shekirin yemamidim akira shacheris. They didn't have enough dyed wool, they'll dye some more. They made exactly, and they didn't have enough. And the Gemara that he says, they dyed enough wool at one shot, and they only then at that time used big yaris, big kiris, so that there wasn't a binyan kosher, it was a nice sized binyan. So now it's Shver, what purpose, what use do we have from a small binyan, and where was it in the Mishkan? But the only makes for the small kiris, that actually makes the hole in the ground. It could be the legs itself was a very small leg. That's called like a binyan kosher, was making a small leg for his small kira. But that's right, the Gemara and the Mishkan, they didn't have that ena nias, the makam ashiris, they don't have poor, the makam rich, the makam the ashiris or the base of Mikdash or the Mishkan, they made enough. Elazar to Gemara, she came bala baye, she yeshle neke bibirose. Pasha gret, if somebody has a hole in his wall, in his house, he has a house, and the wall, there's a little hole. The seisma, and he fills it up. That's called a binyan kosher. The kavos agabe mishkan, the same thing was in the mishkan. She came kerish, she had one of the boards, the beams of the mishkan. She nofla boidarn an ant, the worm ate up and made a hole there. Mativ le toichan aver, they put lead inside the hole. The seisma, they were seisma the hole. So with this little binyan, yichayiv, it was done in the mishkan. Shashi bivirasa means bira no, you have a nice house. Shoeichav a sheichiv. Matpadachu kotin, you matpad not to have even a small hole in the wall. Sheboy imagunahu. Besides have a tit, you'll fill it up with tit. That's called binyan. The same thing in the Mishkan. If darna talas, if the worms made a hole in the kerashim, you'd fill it up with a lid. So that's the case of a binyan kolshu and yechayiv on Shabbos for the smallest amount of binyan. So the Mara Amar Shmuel ha mitzade deso evin. Somebody's mitzadeh means he fixes, puts in place a brick or in a building. The first brick you put on the floor, you have to put it down tight and mix this, move it around a little bit till it's in place. So if you're mitzadeh, you move it around till it gets in place, you chayiv. Trashi, ha mitzadeh 7. Moishiva o mitzadeh do. You move it around. Asha mishyasheves to karkois, yisoyet abinyin yofe. Until it gets stuck for the yisoyet, for the foundation, very good. You're like putting it down on the ground and making it in place. It's chayiv. And the chiddush is, even though you're not putting any cement, you're just putting in place these bricks on the floor, for that you chayiv have burner, kol shu. The yesh mekayom came blotit. Some people leave their bricks this way without cement, that's why it's called the binyan kol shu. That was Shmuel's chiddush. For the Gemara Meisvei, I have a kashra on you. Shteit echad nois nes neven. Heaven, when they're building a brick wall, if somebody comes and puts the bricks in place, the yechad noisen, that's a tit, and a second person comes on Shabbos and puts the cement on the bricks, is a noisen, that's a tit chayiv. Only the person that put the cement, that's called the binyan. Mashenka, the person that just put the bricks in place without cement, he's put, it's not called the binyan. So how does Shmuel say, if you just put the bricks in place, shechayiv, here it says that I've got to put cement to be mechayiv. For the Gemara, the time if you ask Nestira, aim a sefer. Look at the sefer of this halacha. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, v'yafilo helo, v'haniach agabe dimus shel avonim chayiv. If after you build the wall of bricks, the top row now, it's called like the dimus shel avonim. You just put the bricks in place on the top of the wall. You chayiv for that. Mashmi, even without any tidud, without even putting it down in place, moving it around, without even cement. Just putting the bricks on top of the wall, for that alone yichayiv. Rashi dimasim means sherish avnei chayma. That if you have a wall of bricks and put one on top, yichayiv. Alma b'hanocha b'alma chayiv. But this is the most biggest chiddush. Just putting the brick down without even moving it in place, yichayiv. If you feel light to it, Mr. Rashi, if you didn't move it around. If you have the with the Shmuel, this is a bigger chiddush than Shmuel. So what's the pshat? So the Gemara goes like this, El Tlosa Binyan Hevi. There are three different stages and three different ways of building a brick wall. Titoi, Mitsioi, Viloi. There's the bottom foundation, there's the middle bricks, and there's the top brick. Tisoi, the bottom foundation, Voi Tidude. The Afra. You just have to put it in place in the ground. You don't have to cement it down there, but the bottom foundation needs Tidud. You have to move it in place there. So if you do that, you chayiv. mitziyah, once you have the foundation, the next rows of the wall itself is boina mitina. The wall itself about to need cement. So the second row, like in there up, you only hide if you put it down with cement. But just putting the brick down alone, you put it. It's not a derech binyan that way. It's not mekayim that way. Eloi, but when you finish the wall and just want to put one more brick for the top, bahanocha bialmo. That's a derech just to make hanocha without a tzidud and without a tina tit. Just putting it there, yichayiv. Trashiel lav kushet tlosa binyonihu. There are three different ways of building. Tisoy means yisoy dachoyim tachtiyos shemashiv and avodam aloros below tit. It's enough just for today. You just push it in place. The offer kol atzmoy anywhere letzade der seven. They offer the dust there just to put the oven in the right place. She teishev b'shava. The reason why you use dirt there is just to make sure it's a plane. It's b'shava. It's flat. Letita lekan lekan. It shouldn't be moved or slanty one way or the other. The offer savlo the simcha. Who am I Shmuel Milsa? That's what Shmuel's talking about. Or Bryce of a mitziyah kol adinu kuloi shemina yisoy that shervihol yoina boina mitina in matzidin. The rest of the wall, it's you need dafka cement. That's why the Bryce is a dafka cement. And the safer the Bryce, Eloi, Dimas Elyon, the top layer, Shein Agabav, Oy Dimas, you have nothing on top of that, Eina Cheshis, in right there, we don't care if the Eben moves a little bit, there's nothing on top of that, Zadechem, and if I know how beyond the saga, there's enough just to leave it there. Yeah, but who mills the Rav Yossi? That's Rav Yossi, it's Halom. There's more about that. The Yom Mesosas. For the Gemara, Mesosas Mishumah Mechayev. As Rashi in the Mishnah says, Mesosas means if they have the stone that came out of the mountain, now you either smooth down the stone, or else you make it squared. But you do something to make the stone like into a brick that you could use it now. What's the Yav Malach? What does the Mishnah say Chayiv for? Rav Omer Mishum Boina. Rav holds us called the Binyan, like you're fixing up this Kli, Legamri into a Kli, Yechayiv. Shmuel Omer Mishum Makav HaPatish. Shmuel says, no, it's the only Chayiv for the Melechus Makav HaPatish. You're like finishing off a brick. It says you did the last hit to make this brick into a brick. So Chur the Machlekes says, is this Chashiv enough of a Binyan or not? His Rav holds, this is enough of a Binyan, it's called you created something new. When you created something new, Avada the Melechus, Ikam Melechus is Binyan. Shmuel says, this is not called created something new. The brick, the stone was here before, you're just smoothing it down. So it's not a chosh of a mice smoothing it down to make it into a binyan, therefore you only chai to mark of a patish. That's how Shmuel. Vaita, ho'isa neke b'lul shotan agurlim. You have a chicken coop that the chicken lived there, and now you make a hole inside the chicken house. Is Rav Omer Mishum Boina. Yechayiv Mishum Boina. It's called, you made like a chicken, you fixed up the chicken house. So Rashi, why Yechayiv Mishum Boina? You have a one made out of wood. V'sosim, there's no holes in it. Or menakvoy, and now you make a hole in this chicken coop. You want like the bad odor to get out of there, not to be mazik the chickens. That's why you're doing it. So the same machlokes. Rav says yichay mishum boina mash mitzachoshiva malacha. It's called the binyan. Or shmolam matoni mishum makav patish. It's called like you're finishing off the chicken coop, but it's not enough to mechayiv mishum binyan. Vaita. Another case is ayil shufta. You put a nail the kofina demora on the handle of a hammer. Like you have the handle of the hammer that goes through the metal piece on top, like our hammers, you bang a nail on the top of it to hold the metal in place. Like that widens the grip of the wood that goes through the metal piece of the hammer, and it tightens it. So if you put the peg on the top of the hammer to tighten it, it's a machlekes. Rav Omer Mishum Boina, Yechayiv Mishum Boina. Or Shmuel Omer Mishum Makav HaPatish, Yon Yechayiv Mishum Makav HaPatish here. So tomorrow tzrich, I need all these three machlokes in. The yashmin and kamaisa, I don't hear the first machlokes in by mesosas, where you're smoothing down a stone or squaring it out. V'hi koma rav, mishum derech binyan bekach. A koponim, you're fixing the stone now to build with. So since it's a derech binyan to build with stones, that's why you chay mishum binyan. Avoloi seneke, belul shotan agrelim. But the second case, we're yoni making a hole in the chicken coop. The ender binyan akar, it's not the way you build, you don't build by making holes. Is a memodel and the shmuel that this mice is not a choshev, a mice to give it a chshem like you created something. It's not called a binyan. Therefore, yoni chayim, mishum makav patish, kamashma no.
Rav holds even by just making a hole through a chicken coop, he also chayiv. The Yashmin and Behor, these two cases, the second case of chicken coop, Bokom Rav, Mishun the Domil Abinion, the Avid Eli Avira. I call upon him to do him like making a window on your house. What do you make a window for? To let fresh air come in, let the old air go out. And so what did here also? Since you're making a hole in the chicken coop that the bad air should go out, it's doima to binyan. Avul shufta b'kafina demara. When you just put a peg and nail on the top of the handle of the hammer where it goes through the metal, the end derech binyan mekach, it's not a derech binyan like that, is ema moidle lishmuel that you be potter kamash mulon. That Rav holds all these three cases is doima to binyan and yichayiv. The Maravia Shemina Ba, let us just say the last chidish, that's called binyan according to Shmuel. I would say then, only by putting the nail through the hammer, that's not a derech binyan. There Shmuel says yoni chayiv and makam apatish. Abba b'hanech tati, but in the first two cases, and the moidah le Rav, that Shmuel would be moidah by making a hole through the chicken coop, or else by mesasa, squaring out the stones. That's a derech binyan, you would be chayim mishun binyan, it's tzricha. That's why I need both cases to tell me the machlekes, Rav and Shmuel. So the chur, the yisrael of the machlekes says to be chayim for binyan, it has to be a derech binyan and a choshev oiftu. You're doing something here, you're creating something new, that's binyan. In these three cases, you're not creating so much new. So Shmuel said it's only kibi chayim mishun makar patish. Agav, Tosis here is the kasha. Hayman the yael shufta the kafina the rabba machayim mishun binyan. So he says, the Afagav, the Kaimelon, and Binyan Bekelim. The Churit Shver, we hold, there's a cloud. There's no Binyan Bekelim. So Chur, why are you Chayef fixing up the hammer? I am Binyan Bekelim. On my read, there's Taisashita. Dino, Dafka, Bachazoras, Botetrisen. I've been Menorah Shachuyis. We have a Menorah made out of pieces. And you start putting the pieces back together again. There's no Binyan by Kelim. Our Binyan, Gomer, Machayev Bekelim, Kamoy Bekaka. This is Tosfos Yesod. That when you're doing a binyan gomer, a complete good binyan, you chayiv even by kelim. That's why I held Tosfos. Rashi, hold on like that. Rashi holds there's no binyan by kelim. So you have to know why here you be mechayiv. Could be asked for Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, whether it's shayach binyan by kelim or not. In the loch we hold like Shmuel, yoni chayiv mishum makla patish, so then, because there's no issa binyan by kelim. So tomorrow, boy mine Rav Nosson Baroishim Rav Yechon. As you know, some of you say, yes, the shalom from Rav Yechonin, Mesases Mishuma Mechayiv. The Mishnah says, there's a Moloch of Mesases Yechayiv. What's the Moloch? Ach Fulei, he answered him back, Ach Fulei Biyodi, showed him with his finger, Mishum Makrapatish. To show Mishno, the Moloch is Makrapatish. I go nan to nan for the Gemara Kasha. The Mishnah says, Ha Mesases, Mashmah as one Moloch. And then the Mishnah says, Via Makrapatish. Mashmah two separate Molochis. Sechur Masmah Mesases is like Binyan. Like we had before, the churut Raya to Rav, that Rav says Yechayiv Mishum Binyan. And tomorrow name, Oima HaMesases HaMakav HaPatish. Tells one pshat. Rashi Bochi Komer, HaMesases Shuchayiv Mishum Makav HaPatish Chayiv Bekoshu. The Mishnah is also explaining, what's the Moloch of Mesases, like Shmuel? It's only Mishum Makav HaPatish, because this is not a Choshme Binyan, not Chayiv Mishum Binyan. Tomorrow Torshma, come now bring your Raya to this Machlokes Rav and Shmuel.
The Mishnah says, HaKoydech Kolshu is Chayiv.